Nee.
Hey, this is Nikki.
It's your girl Carrie.
Hey now, it's Stacy.
What's up, y'all? This is Erica.
And I'm Shay, and we are not the girls next door.
Yes.
Three girls.
All right, y'all. So this is our first episode here, our first show live with y'all. We are so happy to be here. And since it's a bunch of us, we're going to go around and kind of give a little brief intro so you can get to know us, get to know the girls that are not next door, okay? I'll start off. My name is Erica. I am a mother, educator by day, addict Amazon shopper by night. Okay. I am that friend that is down for whatever you call me. You want to go bowling, you want to go to a concert, hey, you want to go to Mexico, okay, I'm catching flights, whatever you want to do, I'm with it. Stacy.
This is Stacy. I have no kids. I'm also the down for whatever friend. Down for whatever ever you want to do. Pull-ups, you want to do hop-outs, let's get it. You want to go on a trip, I'm for that too. Business information, I'm your girl. Just a down to earth girl. That's it. Carrie.
Hello, this is Carrie. I am not a mother, except for to my children of four paws. I got three dogs and 10 godchildren. Ugh. So, yeah.
Godchildren?
Yes, 10. And I'm not exaggerating.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I work in IT, and I run a catering business by night. And I also am addicted to Amazon, and I am a Scorpio. Hello.
November Scorpio.
Yes, November.
November Scorpio. Remember that.
Hey, y'all. It's Nikki. I'm a mother, of course. I am in the nursing field, and I'm definitely that friend that's going to tell you like it is. I don't care if I hurt your feelings, and I don't care who else's feelings I hurt. Just like Stacy, I'm down for the pull up, the jump out, whatever we got to do. And I think everybody here knows that I will do that, and I have done that. They've probably been with me. So, yeah, that's about it.
Hey, y'all, this is Nee. I am a mother of 5 boys. I'm a Virgo. I am Carrie's best friend. Y'all know that. Oh, everybody knows that, so I had to say it again, just so you can know.
Ma'am.
I love all of my girls. Y'all know that. I'm just down to earth. That's it. I'm just that friend. That's it.
And again, I'm Shay. I'm a mama. I'm a mama to many. Okay? I only birthed one, but I have 2 extra girls who live in my house, and I love them to death. I'm in the mental health field. I'm also in the housing field. I'm a mental health case manager and a housing case manager in Washington, D.C. I am that friend that's going to pull up with you, but I'm the one that's going to do the work. They're going to send me out the car.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you to keep the car going because I'm going to run.
Oh, and I've been there for that. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the innocent one. I forgot to say that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, out of all of us, definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right. So welcome, y'all. Welcome. Yes. We are so happy to be here. We're so happy that this thought process has come into fruition and we are able to be here today on RMXRadio.com.
Yes.
Hello.
And today's episode is called It's Giving Red Flags. So we're going to start off talking about that crazy trend that was going on just a couple of weeks ago. Yes. With all these posts and memes and Twitter feeds of people going off saying these phrases followed by a gazillion red flag emojis. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
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 All right, so what are some crazy ones that y'all saw?
I saw one that said, when his homies call on FaceTime and the first thing he say is, my girl with me.
That's a red flag.
My girl with me. Because you know they about to say some shit.
Well,
they
you
don't
want
have
speaker.
To... Right, yeah, exactly. You want speaker. Right.
But wait, why is that a red flag though?
Because it's a warning. You know.
Yes. Because it's a warning?
Oh, okay. You know you do that. Hey, Shay, I'm with...
Like, hey, where you at? I'm with...
Wait, or
stay,
okay.
No, you'd be like, say hi to whoever the person is. So I can know.
So it's equivalent to who with you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What did you say? Oh, okay.
It's without being obvious, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like code. Like, hey, my girl right here, so watch your mouth. Don't talk about the shenanigans we was doing the other day.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I don't really have those. I think I'm just hiding gifts from kids. I don't have red flags. Those are my red flags, is my kids. Those are my red flags. I gotta turn the music down when it's time to get, you know, a little busy. So that's my red flag. That's it. That's all.
Okay.
Carrie, have you seen any off the wall red flags?
Girl, they were all over the place, from what's his cologne to just everywhere. I don't even have any one particular one that resonated with me. Everything just was a joke. And then it was just getting wild on Twitter. Like, everything was a red flag. It was like, damn, that's my whole life. What y'all saying? I'm not red.
So maybe you felt attacked. Is that what you're saying? You felt attacked a couple of times? Oh, okay. It's okay. I felt attacked too.
I'm not a red flag. I'm a green flag. Yeah.
Green. No, I did read some that I was like, you know what? That's definitely me.
What's your red flag?
A red flag in what? Anything. Or just life, like, in general? So I think a red flag for me in dating would be, I know everybody has like baby mamas and baby daddies and things of that nature. I don't want to do like over date a guy or whatever that has like over one, maybe two baby mamas, because that's a lot of...
I don't want none.
That's a lot of personalities and things like that. And then I think a whole bunch of kids is a red flag for me. I think three is the most that I will deal with. Unless they're like older. You know,
they gotta be older.
Yeah. Like, not, I'm not
like over what?
Like what age older?
Like 12 and over. Oh, okay. I wouldn't date nobody now that's younger than my kid.
I said 18.
So what's a red flag for you?
For me? Yeah. Okay, so a red flag for me, matter of fact, I saved it because it resonated with me when I saw it.
I think you said that, like, in group chat or something. Like, I feel attacked, y'all.
No, this was not an attack personally against me. This was like an experience that I had that I saw, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm glad I dodged that bullet because I saw the red flag and I went running. So listen, so the meme says, asking me for shit when you don't do shit for me.
Say it again.
Right.
Okay. Hold on.
Say it again.
Okay, here we go. Asking me for shit when you don't do shit for me.
Bingo.
So, that resonated with me because I was dealing with this guy, right? And it was, he was a hunch buddy. Y'all know, y'all follow, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, and we had been off and on for years, you know what I'm saying? Because he had a relationship and I had a relationship, you know what I'm saying? And then so the last time we linked up, he's self-employed. Okay, he's a barber. He was trying to get his own brick and mortar barbershop. You know what I'm saying? And so he texts me, and I was thrown off at the text message because usually when we trying to link up and hunch, it's what's up with it. That's it.
Yeah.
And what's up with it? Like, you know what that means? Where you at? No.
Let's go.
So he texts me off the, like, what's up? And I'm like, that's not the code. What's up? What, you good? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you good? Why you text me that? And so he was like, oh, I was just checking in on you, da-da-da-da. I was like, I'm good. How you doing? You know, so I'm trying to be cordial. Mm-hmm. And so then he was like, yeah, I just been working real hard, stacking my coins, because he was, like, MIA for a few weeks. And I was like, okay, that's what's up. I respect that. He was like, yeah, I'm trying to get this barbershop, you know, off the ground, and this, that, and third, I need X amount of dollars. I was like, oh, you should go to your bank, because, you know, if you got a good rapport with them, they can give you a business loan. They can give you a business loan, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he texted me back. He was like, nah, I'm not going to ask a bank. I'm asking you.
Bank of America.
Oh, no. So I was like, huh? And then he was like, sent a whole bunch of laughing emojis. I was like, I'm just playing. I was like, nah, you wasn't. You was dead serious. But hold up, I got something for you. I'm good. We not like that for me to give you no money. You're blocked. Be blessed. And I blocked his ass.
I know that's right.
Mm. Enjoy.
And exactly. I ran from that red flag. Yeah. Tell me fuck that.
As a man, that should be a red flag for him in himself to even ask a woman for. I mean, I can see if like y'all were on that level and things like that, but y'all weren't.
We were not.
To ask for like a significant amount of money like that, like
thousands.
Like, who are you? Like, who are
you? That's like a red flag, a yellow flag, and a green flag.
Stop what you're doing.
Stop what you're doing.
It was a psychedelic flag.
Yeah.
Right.
So, because he was tripping.
So he's had some mushrooms.
So my recent. I'm not here. My red flag, and I had to think about it, like at the end. I was like, "Wait, did this?" So let me just tell you the story. So, my red flag was his hygiene. Mm. He was at my house for 3 days. 3 days, bro. 3 days. 3 days.
I know you. Love
I just want y'all was three. 1, 2, 3. Because you have to please remember that 3 days. And we chilling. Everything's good. I cook. You know, we having fun. All this other stuff. I was like, "You got a toothbrush?" He was like, "Oh no, I forgot my joint." Oh, okay, cool. They're under the sink. Matter of fact, I'm gonna leave it on the sink right. for you. Okay. Goes by, everything goes, you know. I'm thinking he brushes his teeth every day. Because I never got that close to him because I don't do the mouth area. So, you know, I think you brushing. Yes, I don't do the mouth area. We do. I'm thinking he brushing his teeth. He leave. I go to clean up. He never even opened. A toothbrush like
for 3 days
for 3 motherfucking days.
Oh my god, so I know that mouth was freaking.
I ain't called back yet. I'm good.
So let me ask you this, was he taking care of you too?
Right.
No, it wasn't that. It was like a chill situation. It was like a friendship. Exactly.
Right. I'm gonna dodge that infection.
Red flags, we like, no, I'm just all bruh. 3 days? Like, and I'm just waiting for him to call or text me so I can just write 3 days. Right. That's all I gotta say is, bro, 3 days. You didn't brush your teeth for 3 days. Like, that's nasty. And somebody was like, "Well, did you smell his breath or anything like that?" I was like, I never really got that close because it wasn't that type of situation. It was like just a chill, come over, get to know each other.
For 3 days.
You're scared, but what the fuck? Are you trying to say something else? Are you trying to say I didn't. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling y'all, I didn't. All right. I didn't fucking
do it.
I'm glad I didn't.
Stay at my house for 3 days.
And you ain't did nothing. That's
a red flag.
You let somebody stay at your house for 3 days and it wasn't that type of thing?
Right.
He should have us.
If it wasn't that type
y'all
of thing,
heard it. Hey, I'm keeping it a buck with y'all. Like you.
Why you ain't just meet him at the bar? Why he gotta stay for 3 days?
Why was he there?
Because the situation, I'm not gonna give you the whole situation. He needed somewhere for 3 days.
Oh.
Why he needed a retreat.
So now y'all fucking, y'all want me to tell you the whole story.
Nah, it's okay.
It was 3 days. I didn't do nothing.
He just needed a retreat.
Yes, okay, yes. So say
a retreat.
Exactly. So
right, that's fine.
That was nasty, and I haven't talked to him since.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
I understand.
What's your red flag?
Okay, so I don't like somebody that's inconsistent. When you meet somebody, you know how they like, I feel like they give you a representative of themselves.
Who they wish they was.
Right. And then like after a couple of months and stuff, that's when they start, the real them come out. I don't like that. You better stay consistent. But my number one, because I'm a princess.
She is. Sorry.
You have to open my motherfucking doors. You got to walk behind me. Don't walk in front of me. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And the next thing is don't hold the door for me. I mean, don't. Hold the door, like you have to actually open the door and pull it open so I can walk in. Like, come on, I'm a princess.
Shay, you can always walk in front of me though.
But yeah, and then I don't like when they keep their phones face down. What's that about? Why your phone always?
What
down?
I do that. I do that too.
And I got a privacy screen.
No,
and
that's why you go get a privacy screen.
Yeah, we got a phone call. We ain't even accepting calls, y'all.
Sorry.
Not tonight,
but let you know, my red flag.
That's a red flag. You're not accepting calls right now.
Red flag for friends. First off.
For friends?
Yes, for friends.
You y'all have red flags and everything.
You got to have boundaries with everybody. Family, friends, romantic relationships.
Yeah, I want to hear this then.
Red flag.
Red flag for friends.
Yes.
This group red of friends?
Flags. Yeah, we don't really have none, but I'm about to tell you about a story.
Okay.
My best friend. Red flags. We don't have red flags, but I'm going to tell you about the story.
Oh, okay.
So, listen.
What I do?
My best friend.
Why are you whispering?
Wait, why can't you stop whispering?
She got, bubbles.
Oh, don't do that.
Hey, that's
how
she
going.
That's how she going, though.
I'm just saying, because I
this what we doing? You want to go there?
All right, we can just go. Because
I know your secret.
Yes,
oh,
girl.
It's about to get
y'all
are
so okay. Go past.
Did you say your red flag?
Yes.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry.
But tell us a scenario about one of your red flags. I don't think I told one either.
Give me one of yours.
Red flags are every day, especially when you're single.
Yeah.
And mingling, so that shit happens like
a dime a dozen.
Girl, everybody is just. Like you said, they all want to be this certain person in the beginning, and then it's not. So it's just like, you know, the red flags are left and right. They always, my red flags are more than one child under the age of 18.
Damn.
I have a new outlook on things at this stage in Carrie Dawn's life. I don't care. I'm sorry. Take it or leave it.
All right. Well, with that, that was a lot, y'all. It almost went sideways, Kanisha. I'm scared. But anyways, so the next topic of discussion for the group, for the girls that are not next door. What is it? Not the girls next door. My bad.
Not the girls next door. Hi, girl.
Sometimes, what is it?
So the next topic is wax sex. All right. So let's talk about it. What is wax sex? What do you classify as wax sex? And basically, you know, once somebody gives you wax sex, how you act?
You just don't call them no more. You don't
bro.
You don't do anything.
You don't give them a second chance?
At all.
Why?
I have done it, but I was really, really, really lonely.
Was it worth it?
I was
the
lonely.
The second chance was worth it or no?
Hell
no.
No,
it wasn't. Baby?
Mm-hmm. That's the mixer.
Oh, that's his.
That's his.
At all.
We ain't got nothing to do with
it's
that.
It's not worth it.
It wasn't
but
worth it?
As far as.
But what made it
Bobby
whack?
Phone ringing.
Yeah, because that's the first question.
That's
what
the first
is
what made
whack
it whack?
Sex?
Oh, yeah.
I think that, to be honest with you, it's the angles.
No, we don't do privates.
Them angles. If you can't hit them angles, then it's whack.
Oh.
It's whack. Okay. You got to hit them angles. If you don't hit them angles, you are. You're done.
Angles
what's your angle?
As in angles
man.
Making you.
I can show you, baby.
No, I don't want you to show me.
I don't want you to
explain to the audience.
Yeah. No, but.
So angles as in making you have. Hit doing certain angles or whatever to make
yeah,
you
like
have an
you
orgasm?
Just, no, just you should just cannot keep doing the same thing over and over again. You know what I'm saying? I want
so
to be able
switch
to
up the position.
Yes, that's, all of the above.
So like Chris Brown, switch up the tempo type.
Man, yeah. Turn that
okay.
thing.
Okay. Nikki, what's one of your like signifying this is whack?
Okay. So it's gonna touch on what I was going where I thought knee was going. So okay. For me, it definitely would have to be me not reaching an
orgasm.
Basically.
Okay.
That would be mine. And not until maybe about 2 years ago I even realized that there's a bunch of other women who don't have orgasms at all during sex or have never had one during sex or have had a man give them one during sex. So, but yeah, that's one of my biggest things because I feel like you should be trying to please me.
Mm-hmm.
So the sex is definitely going to be whack if you're not trying to please me because I'm just going to be laying there. Mm-hmm. Or even if I'm on top, whatever, I'm still just going to be like bored or
but
thinking
gonna,
about something else. Or
are you going to please him?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I won't nobody walk around here saying my sex is whack.
Carrie, what's something that sticks out to you as you would definitely categorize that last sexual experience as being whack?
I think it goes along the same lines of what Nikki said. It's if I didn't come to fruition. And basically like a selfish lover. Like, I don't like people that are selfish because I'm not. Like, I'm gonna do all types of shit, so I'm gonna need you to too.
Okay. Stay.
So yeah.
I'm gonna go with the selfishness.
Yeah.
Don't get me for 5 and think I'm gonna get you for 30. Fuck out of here, shawty. Yeah. Nah, I'm not doing that. I am more of a let's go outside. I don't like no punk, so like you just gotta be. Don't be like, nah, we can't do that. It's people here. No. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, come on, as the female, you need to come out. So that makes it whack. Like, now I don't even want to do this no more. Like, put your clothes on. Like, I'm good now. Like, be whack sex to me is not going all the way in. You got to go all the way in. If you're not going all the way in, what we doing this for? Like, this is a number.
Okay.
Let's make this number work.
I could have took a nap.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm okay, so Shay. Fuck the numbers.
Shay, what's Shay?
Number is always at 0.
Okay. Girl.
So,
what's black face for you, girl?
I don't like
with the no numbers.
I don't like a shy lover. Why you shy? Don't pull the they want to get all in the cover. I need my nigga to be confident in the pussy. Hello?
Yeah, so like, no lights on.
It don't even have to be the lights on, but I'm just saying, like, just shy, like, under the covers. Like, how you going to please me under the covers?
For real, though. Like,
exactly.
Yeah,
like,
ain't your head hot?
I'm calling a nigga hot head.
I don't know CPR, baby. Yeah.
Sweating down there because you got the covers on? Mm-hmm.
But, like, so how would y'all feel about somebody that you had whack sex with? Like, would you give them a second chance?
Well, for me, okay, so I'm a little, it's a little bit different because I feel like when it comes to sex, it's a lot of pressure on men, right? Because it's like, they worried about the size, like, is it long enough? Is it thick enough? Does it have the right curve to it? You know what I'm saying? Like, and then at the same time, it's also stamina. Like, dang, is it going to go for 2 minutes? Is it going to go for 5, 25 minutes? Can you do round for round, pound for pound? You know, do it, rest, eat a snack, take a nap, go back to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of pressure on men. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, you know, wag sex is when you are totally kind of like disengaged. You know what I'm saying? I like when a man is in tune with what my body is telling him to do and he follows what my body is telling him to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm moving, like, then he moving. Exactly. Like, it's a vibe. You know what I'm saying? So if he mess up the vibe, then dang. So, but you know, we all have our bad performances. So I'm not going to count a nigga out off gate because the one time of waxing, unless it's just y'all, we're not gonna talk about it, but like, I'll give you another chance to redeem yourself, you know what I'm saying? But if it's 1-2 times and that vibe wasn't there and it's not right and it's not clicking and we are not aligned, I'm sorry, brother. I don't know this man. I'm not gonna stick beside him.
You're not sticking
beside him. So basically you're giving 2 chances.
It depends on how whack it was.
The level of whack. So 5 and below, we're not getting a second chance.
Yeah, that's about right. Okay. If I had to score it.
If you had to score it.
I had to score it.
What about, do you take into consideration, like, the vibe or the chemistry that you had outside of sex? Maybe before y'all did it, y'all had been talking and vibing and had, like, you know, bomb-ass communication and everything. Then y'all do it, and that first time is just, like,
that's what I'm saying. You could be nervous. It's a lot of pressure on dudes.
Like, what if it's just terrible? And it's just terrible. Say you would rate it, like, a 2. But see, that man has all this,
okay,
everything else. But
I see where you going.
But it's, oh, my God. Why did this have to happen? We was vibing so hard. Mm-hmm. You go there back again and be like, maybe we can fix this.
Yeah. Then that's when you decide, was the vibe that y'all had outside of sex that bomb to whereas you feel like, okay, I can help him. I can work with him. I can teach him. Get him to where I need him to be.
Put your hand here. Toe there.
Oh, right.
There we go.
Yeah, just like that. So
going.
Don't stop.
Yeah. So how many times do you allow that to go on? Say he just doesn't catch on.
Oh, then he got to go.
Like two? The second time? And you're done? Or are you going to let it go a third?
I don't know if I can put a number to it, but sex is very important to me. Right. So if I've gotten to the point where I've established that there's nothing to help this. This is just, it's just trash. It's basura. Then I just gotta go. Mm-hmm. And you're a dope person, but nah.
How dope
you're
is
my
he?
Friend.
How dope is he?
Yeah. He's is a he friend. Dope? He's dope, dope
enough. Friend.
Is he dope enough just to give me some head, or you know what I'm saying? Can you do something with them?
Now, what if that part of it was like exceptional? Like,
oh, I had one like that, and guess what? I made it work.
It was not.
I've had that.
How are you gonna stick with that and not have no good dick?
But the dog, she said he came quick though. So like, all she had to do was bounce on it, and she it was over.
I was done. So
you see what I'm saying?
Get me
over.
Okay. Yeah. How long did that last?
How long did that?
Yeah. How long did that relationship last?
How long? How long did you go without fucking somebody else?
Oh, I did good. Yeah.
What's that? How long is that?
What's good?
Can we get a perspective?
Can't be that long.
No, 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 no. All right, moving along. Moving along.
So,
sensitive subject.
My with that, with me, I feel like now that I'm older, it's about the mental, like, connection I have with somebody. So if your sex is whack, like, I'm gonna work with you because I done lost out on two niggas that was good ass men behind wax sex.
Mm. Yeah.
If y'all wanna call me, go ahead.
Or not.
My line is open.
So.
Oh, shucks.
But we had a bomb relationship, me and the two people.
Mm-hmm.
I can think of out of my lifetime, like, the connection was good. It just they couldn't vibe with me
at all, and you couldn't make it work. Like, you couldn't teach
now
them.
I can make it work if they want to call me.
No, but I'm saying, but you then you feel like you, at that point you feel like you couldn't teach them. Like, there was no teaching. The ego was too big, or what was it? Because
she wasn't trying to take that time. She moved.
Well, you didn't
off.
Even want you ain't.
Well,
even
I was
to.
On my real nigga shit, so yeah. I was just like, man, none of my. All right.
Good. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, taking the attention off the men, let's look inward. Let's do some self-reflection. Have you ever felt like you left the bedroom and you did not give your best performance?
Absolutely.
All the time. Just, I'm not giving my best performance to everybody. Hello.
You can't give it to everybody.
No, I understand you don't give everybody 100%. That's not what I'm asking y'all. Like,
it wasn't intentional.
Right. If he was to call his homeboy today or tomorrow, he was like, man, that joint was not it. Have y'all ever had that experience?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it was more so because I probably shouldn't have been doing it, or didn't really want to do it. Maybe I was like, got too intoxicated and started doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe my hypothetically. Maybe my maybe the intoxication dwindled mid performance, and I was like, I'm gonna go to sleep.
Yeah. I've done
I don't
that
know
before.
Why I did this.
I've done that before.
Yeah. No, for me, it's just it was. I guess we had like talked about it. So I definitely was, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And whole time in my mind, I knew, oh, I ain't doing none of that.
Right.
I don't even like doing any of that. So I'm pretty sure afterwards he was probably like, yeah, this bitch lied. And I walked out probably like, yeah, probably not going to talk to him again. And he was a good guy, you know, but I didn't want to do it. I just couldn't do it.
So you talked up a good game.
I did.
And then fumbled. I'm good.
I don't know.
Like you know, I'm tired. Like, I'm just gonna say I'm tired.
Y'all be believing that.
I don't think they believe like that whole like. So for me, and I know probably for, well, definitely for Carrie, it's like, you know, we're Scorpios, so we have this unrealistic expectation placed upon us because Scorpios are supposed to be freaks. We are supposed to
be.
Who said
it was unrealistic?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You nasty. But it is. It's just like every time I turn around, if somebody asks, "Oh, what's your sign?" I say a Scorpio. Right. They be like, "Oh, I heard you. I heard y'all a freak. Oh, right. I know you a freak." And I just be like, okay, well,
not for you.
Not for you. Maybe I don't know. Like, define freaky. Right. So, but yeah,
that's
so,
subjective too.
Yeah. So it's just I don't know. For me, it's. It's definitely just the whole, like, oh, because you're a Scorpio, you just got to be, like, a freak and open to everything and things like that. But, that's neither here nor there. Probably got some more wax sex I'm going to be giving out.
She's giving them out.
I think I give out my wackest sex when I am tired. Like, when I'm tired, like, y'all, I'm borderline narcoleptic on the low.
You know,
I can fall asleep anywhere at any time. It don't matter. And if I'm tired and Slim is ready to go and I'm just
tired.
I turn into what they call it, a pillow princess. I'm just laying there. My bad, homie. I don't know what to tell you. I got you next time, but go ahead and do what you gotta do so I can roll over and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So I done did that a few times. I ain't even gonna deny that.
I can't really say I've done that, guys. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sitting here and I'm wrapping my mind around it. Like,
so you give 100% every single time?
I don't give nobody 100. I give everybody 75 to 80.
So what takes it? Who would you give 100 to?
I give Hurry one up. Person 100.
Do we know him?
See, out of six. 4 out of 6 does. Yes.
I know I'm one.
Yes. Yeah, so it'll be 5 out of 6 because I do. So, yes. And he's always going to be on my line. Always, no matter what.
Now, it's dangerous.
It is dangerous. But I just feel like maybe because I'm single and I've always been single, I really never not want to have sex. Does that make sense? So, like,
right.
Bruh. I'm trying to have
sex.
So
you get it when you like.
I mean, I can get it whenever I want, but like, I've never been like, I don't really feel like it. Because I'm a public sex person, so.
What's that?
Meaning like.
She likes to have sex in public.
At the bank, in the drive-thru.
So you like people to watch?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, can I tell you a story?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the next time. Ring a ling a ling. Can I be on the iPad or something?
Oh, yeah. I'll do it in front of y'all. I don't care. Like, my whole thing is, as my friend, and this is my rule, and I tell people all this, like, because I'm single, and everybody can think this is wrong, but because I'm single and I'm not in a committed relationship, so if I have sex with somebody and you feel like you want to have sex with my friends, I'll even hook that shit up because you'll never come back and you always gonna want to come back. So choose your choice. I've never ever had somebody say, well, what's up with your friend? I want to see what's up. Oh, okay, you want me to hook it up? Because here's my rules. You can like them and you can do whatever you want, but shawty, once you go them, you don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been told, well, can we get together? No, I don't even want to get together.
We can get together.
So what you want to do?
We can get together.
And then they go, well, I'm going to just stay. I'm going to stay where I'm at because I'm cool over here. So I can't actually say I was thinking while y'all was talking. I ain't really never give like no nothing whack. But I've also haven't been in a relationship since I was in 10th grade.
So I'll give whack sex if I like if you didn't please me. I'm just going to lay there like a fucking big ass whale.
Oh, I'm the queen of fake though.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not gonna fake it. I'm gonna be silent Bob. you're gonna know that I did not appreciate that shit you just gave me.
I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm gonna go.
Silent Bob.
I'm just gonna go.
Like,
it's time to go.
I'm gonna
get up
and leave.
Like, oh, I'm gonna do that. Curry is already on speed now. Hey. I got something to do with my kids. Hey, can you call them very fast?
I've gotten up and left before.
You've gotten up and left?
Goddamn right.
I have too.
I'm gonna waste
I think
time.
All of us got up. I got up and left so bad I ain't put my shoes on.
had them shits in my motherfucking hand. I had to get out of there. It was too much for me. I've gotten up and left before, or like, even to the point.
But
where
I asked for a hot rag first.
Yeah. See, I didn't even get to the fucking part.
I was gonna say, yeah, like, I pulled it out. Fucking started.
And he's what I saw wasn't given what was supposed to be gave, and I was exactly. like, all right, I'm gonna head out. I can't, exactly. and I left him his ass right yeah, there sitting so on the bed.
Mean, exactly.
I was. This was back in my savage days. I was in college.
Yeah, I used to be.
Like 10 years ago.
I used to give zero, like zero F's. Maybe 15. I did not care.
So, but yeah. Okay.
because he had he did what Nikki did. He hyped it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, dickfish.
I walked past him in the yard, and he was looking oh so fine. Tall, dark skin. That's kryptonite. The blacker the better. Yes. And toxic. You know, we started exchange numbers, was talking, he was rapping. We was talking for a couple of weeks. Went over to his house and he pulled that thing out. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Alright, but you ever heard the saying, just because it's small don't mean they know how to
No boo. No.
I've had that.
I was gonna say sometimes it's small.
It was working with a toddler.
Oh yeah,
a toddler.
I've never had a toddler, but I've been.
Neither
like,
have I, and that's why I left.
I probably would have cried. Dog. I probably would have cried all the way home.
Every time I seen him on the yard after that, I just kept it moving.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember who it was.
I just feel like, okay, again, don't judge me, mm-hmm. and I can't believe I'm going to share this with the world. I've split my uterus, and then I've been with somebody like small, and. I'm sorry. I think I'm okay with the small because I can show you. I'll teach you.
Dog.
Yeah, that was me back in the day. Remember
this
that? Is,
yes. This was
then I remember
tinsel. Toddler, yeah. Tinsel. Like, no.
You can do nothing.
Nothing.
No, it was like a. But you know what? Like enlarged.
You know what? I can believe it because you got a lot of ass. Your ass is probably going to eat that up. You won that. Ass. You won. I'm no. sorry.
I don't. And I still feel the same way. I don't have none.
It's them bubbles though for you.
So with that said, because I wasn't the reason why I didn't go through with it, because I didn't even want to get to the point where he felt like he was doing something and I had to fake it. Mm-hmm. So have y'all ever like faked it?
All yes,
the
all
queen,
the time.
All the time,
all the time,
all the time,
all the time.
All
the time.
All the time.
All the time.
I refuse.
I cannot.
All the time.
How are they going to know that they fucking up? I'm not
Silent Bob over here.
What?
I'm Silent Bob. I'm not faking
Silent
it.
Silent Bob. Exactly.
I'm faking it.
So
I'm
we got three it. And then three? We split evenly on this
Hey, thing? I'm so good I can do it right now and y'all think like, is this bitch fucking?
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
I can't know it. Don't put me on the spot right now because I can do it for you. And they're like, are they in there fucking? I'm telling you, I can do it. Like, I can do that shit. Like, I'm so good at it. Like damn. Like, yes. Like,
I'm so good at it. I go as far as, like, if he's looking at me, I can do the whole, like, eyes rolling in the back of my head. Faces, I make the noises. Listen.
So y'all need like Oscars and shit.
Yeah.
Emmy.
Yep.
It's
good
too. Hey, I want it. I'm gonna get up with proud. Like, I want that.
She said,
I'm telling you, I had to. I've been
so
with
y'all are the reason why these dudes walk around.
Right. Hey, yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
It's y'all fault. That's I'm not even gonna lie to that. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
My apologies.
Yeah. See the silent when you be silent when it's finished, they be like, "Well, what's wrong?
Right?
You been fucking somebody else, or my dick got smaller, or you know, like anything."
I can be actually having actually not faking it, and I've had a guy ask me like, "What was wrong?" or and stuff like that, and I was just like, "What? Like I ain't even faking it." So maybe
your
mind was somewhere else.
Maybe my mind was somewhere else. Like you came
and he didn't think you did? Or you're saying you didn't?
Do y'all be lying about that? I do.
I be lying all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, I lie
all the time.
So when I lie, I only do this because I don't want to ask. I don't like people asking me questions. So when we get to like, and you like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you got to do it real good. And then after that, you know what I'm saying? After that, you go on. He like, yeah, what's wrong? Oh shit, man, that shit was
wrong. Yeah,
I just need to get out the house. That's all it is. I just need to get out the house. When I get to the car, I'm talking shit. Mm-hmm. That shit was fucking whack. That shit is stupid. Why would he do that to me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be so mad. Like, real sorry. But I need to get out the house first.
Okay, so for, sure the, so for the ones that don't fake it, this is what I... Because I'm baffled. Okay, so if you don't fake it, do you tell them this ain't it?
So it depends on, for me, my bad boo.
No, go ahead.
It depends on the relationship that I have with the dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's somebody I fuck with or whatever, then I'm going to take control. Like, I'm like, all right, hold on, let's switch this up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to change the position so that I'm in control. So I make sure I get mine. And I don't give a fuck if you get his. I'm going to get mine. I always get mine. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, and then if it's a person where I'm like, I don't really care about them, like it's... Is anything, then I'm just like, you know what, this isn't working for me.
You gonna tell them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have, and I will continue to.
So Shay, when you're doing silent Bob, I can't even with you. I don't even have.
But I'm not gonna sit there and be silent. We're just gonna stop.
Okay. You know what? So when you're doing silent Bob, they don't ask you what's wrong.
No, cause they trying to get off real quick, girl. No. I mean, some do. I mean, in the
but
past,
at that point, you just laying there, just you won't say nothing. Like nothing. You just want to get it done and over with.
So when you say you're just laying there, stop? If she's laying there, is it with your ass up or ass on your legs open? Because then that you know,
are you on your back or are you on your knees?
Your
I'm on
up?
My ass up.
Okay, exactly. So it's nothing to even say. You see all that ass right there, girl.
They probably don't even know you're not making noise. Exactly. We ain't even worried about if you're making a sound or not. Quiet as a church mouse. But I have got asked, like, well, what's wrong? Like,
yo, what the fuck are you eating? Who's dogging these joints?
Y'all, yeah. we all are eating this.
So, Carrie, when are you not enjoying it? Do you say something? Do you become the teacher? Are you just like, nah, get off of me?
It depends on the situation and who it is. Mm-hmm. It depends on a lot of things. I need more information to answer that question.
Yep.
So it's like...
That's how you got out of it, that question. How you got
no,
out of the
I'm
question.
Not going to get out of it. I'm going to break it down.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't back down. No more.
Hello.
Talk that shit.
So if I don't, if it's just like a fuck, nothing else, I don't care about this dude, I'm going to get up. This is not working. I can't do this. I gotta go. Or, you know, just something. I'm gonna stop, basically, in so many words. Depending on what's going on, the easiest way out is my way out. And that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna stop. Like, I'm not about to continue this. And if he asks why, I'm gonna just be like, this ain't working for me. Or I'll make up a lie. And get the fuck. I gotta let my dogs out.
Oh, so you be coming up with excuses.
Yes,
sometimes.
She does.
It depends. It depends. Okay. I hate, this is the thing, I hate lying. My best friend can tell you, I don't like lying.
Right. She is not a good liar.
She's not good at
you're
it.
You're not good at it. At all.
I would never call her for it to cover up a lie.
Please don't.
I would not. I will call Stacy.
I'm not that friend.
Yep. I will call Stacy. Stacy's the friend.
Stacy's
the friend.
With that shit. Hey, real quickly.
I'm not lying. She's gonna forget about her lie. And then she might cuss you out for being doing the lie.
I might
like,
have.
Oh my God. Why are you doing that stupid thing?
You should just tell them.
No. That's not what I wanted to do.
Be like, bitch, I'm not calling you.
And that's where the red flag come at again, too.
Free yourself.
She got a red flag. She got a red flag.
Oh, so she's a red flag. For
she's
being honest, y'all over here lying and shit.
Right,
and it's okay.
Y'all faking it.
Oh, all right.
Y'all lying.
Listen,
but I'm telling the truth. No, need to do something else. Like, come on, y'all, be honest.
We said the same thing about the dogs that she keep on trying to call on, but it was okay then.
But that's different. That's an excuse, not a lie. Just a thin line.
Excuse, a lie.
The dogs might have really had to go out.
Sometimes they really do, though. You know that. And then you be acting like you don't know where your key at. You be at work. She needs a key.
Like, I need, it's funny because I need the key, and I'm the one afraid of them, but we're not going to talk
about
that.
You're not even afraid.
I am.
Okay. Moving along.
But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, I can't, I don't have it in me to fake it. I just.
Right. I'm not an actress. See, that goes with the non-lying. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be over here trying to fake it, and it's going to sound so unrealistic. They're going to stop and just look at me like, really, bitch.
Really?
Really, bitch. I'm sorry, I tried.
I tried it.
I tried. I'm sorry.
I'm done, can't do y'all. It.
So, that's exactly what we're talking about. I cannot. So, No faking.
No.
No faking whatsoever.
No.
Even if you like them.
No. If I like them, then we can have a discussion.
Right. Okay, so.
Like, if I like you, we're going to have a discussion afterwards. I'm going to let you finish. And then if he asks if I came, I'm going to be like, no. And if he says why, I'm going to have this. I've had the discussion. Mm-hmm. Like, I've done this.
Same.
This
is, same.
Right. Like, no, but I think what you should do to improve is.
So how do and then, you have and,
but you but what you have to say is you can't you got to stroke their pride at the same time.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
You got to be like, baby, what can I do?
You got to give a glow and a grow.
Yeah, right. you got to
give a strength and then an area of difficulty.
Exactly.
Yes.
I liked how you know the what can I do? And then if he says back, what can I do? That's usually when he does if he's worth it.
Yeah, because I was about to say, are y'all talking to people that y'all like, or just
yes?
We're talking to.
I said dang. If I like them. She
okay.
Asked,
okay, so this
if you really like the person and you want something to work out,
okay,
then you have a conversation. If you don't and it's just a hit and quit, just quit.
Quit.
Okay, so this That's is it. Why I fake it. Because now I got to tell you, like the end, like, all right, you fake it because when you faking it and you like making them noises, it gives them. Like hypeness.
Motivation.
Like motivation.
But I thought we were saying just faking climax, period.
No, it doesn't matter. No. Any type of faking.
Just gonna fake a noise? I've done that.
I'm like,
to try and encourage them. Yeah, that's
yes, because I feel like faking, encouraging, and be like, it makes them go harder in the paint. And then when you go harder in the paint,
yeah, that's a good idea.
But how
yeah,
that's what I'm trying. That's
maybe,
why I do
maybe
it.
They might get that spot because they're so amped up right. now. Because
at that point, oh yeah, I'm doing that shit. Like you
stay
feel that
here
shit?
Dropping gems.
I'm telling you, this is why right. I do it. This is why I
it's
do
motivation.
It.
Motivation.
Because mm-hmm. I've had sex with somebody. With a couple of people, and they'd be like, I'm thinking in my head, when this shit gonna be over?
Yeah.
And then like, I get to thinking, like, you know what? Let me give him some hypeness. I'm gonna give you the hypeness that you want. I'm gonna be your hype man. I'm gonna be your number two. So let me get you out there. And I get an actor. Woo. And I go, and the next thing I know, that shit be so fucking bomb. Be like, where the fuck was this person 20 minutes ago?
Okay.
You give them that little step, and I'm telling
you, inspiration.
I'm telling you,
I haven't met this.
I'm telling you, just try it one day. You're gonna meet somebody, this is whack, this is not going away. Mm-hmm. You give them that little motivation, and then it goes to you feel that shit, huh? That shit good. Like, you thinking, mm-hmm. yeah, we're not quite there yet. Give them a little bit more in it. That when you get to that, mm-hmm. and you just don't have nothing, like, you don't have no more complaints, and then you really get into it, and it's like, I should have did that shit 20 minutes ago. I just wasted 20 minutes. Of me just laying here thinking about what I'm going to make for dinner. And did I do the laundry? Is something still in the dryer? This is the type of stuff I'm thinking about. This has been too long. Let me just hurry this up. And then sometimes when I do that extra oomph and right there type shit, like.
It gets good.
It gets
okay,
good.
Like,
thank you, Shay. Shay, and you don't let us, the world, know mm-hmm. if my information was information.
Nah, I'm good. I'm just going to keep it real.
Okay, so you say, okay, so we're talking about that. We know that the three of us said that we, okay. Mm-hmm. So who brought up the whole, the faking it also? Okay, so we were talking about
faking orgasms.
The orgasms and the noises. Okay, so that leads me to say, for me, or for a man, men, how don't y'all know that she's faking that she's faking an orgasm? Because I'm pretty sure you should feel something.
You would think it feels different.
You would like it should feel it like it
not
should
not if
feel,
that thing already wet.
I mean, yeah, but somehow, some way, it's gonna get a tad bit wetter. Something might. Something gonna get to running somewhere down something. It has to be. It's no way that they can't tell that the person is
if
not.
They,
I don't
like,
think
if,
none
if,
of
if,
them.
I think that
I don't think they can tell.
I don't think.
I think
they
the only
tell.
Way they can tell is if you're actually completely not into it. You know our bodies react.
But then you got to think about the men. Y'all.
If you get turned off as a female,
your body just
you
your
could
body,
possibly yes. even dry up, tighten up, and everything. So there's like that. That's a whole different extremity of the situation. If you get completely turned off. They've got to be able to tell. Because I've had it happen one time. And I even called him and was like, man, I don't know what you did. Because it wasn't even the first time. It was a while ago. And it was just, we went and got the hotel. The next morning, I was like, oh, that shit was trash. Like, why was it such trash? And then I realized I just didn't like him anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm. Oh, you said so you felt like yourself was trash?
Like, I couldn't get into it. Yeah. I could not get into it.
You thought yourself was trash? You never think yourself is
just
trash.
Once in my life.
Everybody this is when we hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be real with yourself.
I knew I was.
That's because you know what you do. You know what you do. You know what you do, right? You know what you be doing. You get real serious.
I be over here chilling. Like,
nah, you know, chilling with you.
Because I feel like...
You get sexy and everything.
A lot of the times, like, depending on what's going on, like, if I'm not... This is old me. Old me.
Okay.
Old me.
Okay.
If I was sober, as in I'm not a drug addict or anything. If I didn't have any alcohol in me, let me say that. Let me clarify. But I would have to really like you. But if I didn't, I could be drunk and just do, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But I didn't have no alcohol that night or nothing. And I think that might have even been the first time that we had got up that I didn't have no alcohol. I probably smoked because.
Damn, how y'all get the telly with no alcohol though?
Oh, I have a question now.
And why y'all got a telly?
Huh?
Why y'all?
Because you always.
Because
you always had a house. That's a good question.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying.
It was when I was staying with my parents before I bought my house.
Oh.
So yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I have a question. What is the?
Wait, Stacey had a question too.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, you always. So, do you think that you are better drunk or sober?
It don't matter with me.
I don't want to be drunk, but I don't really want to be sober. I want to be right there.
Yeah.
I'll come up to your house at 8 a.m. after I drop my daughter off at school. Hello, I do not care.
Okay, so you should be real sober, okay, Erica?
Yeah, I don't have a preference. I get it in. It doesn't matter.
Let me rephrase the question.
I don't fake it.
Do you feel like you are better...
I don't need liquid courage.
Think of the person that I am. So, do you think it matters if I'm drunk or sober?
No, it doesn't matter. No.
So still sober.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. All right, sober. Nee, you think you better drunk or sober?
I think I'm just. It doesn't matter with me because I'm not really a drinker, so.
I just got to be in the mood. That's all. Yeah, That's all you really need to be.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I got to be in the mood. I got to be feeling the vibe. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be as sober as and give 100%, and that'd be the craziest, freakiest, nastiest sex I ever had in my life. You know what I'm saying? As long as the vibe right and we aligned, we good.
Yeah. I think for me, it's the person. It wouldn't even matter if I was sober or if I was drunk. If I'm not feeling you... or into you, then it's not gonna work.
Too much.
Need what you was gonna say.
But I will say, off the edible,
going down.
Baby.
I don't do none of that stuff. I'll be calling T.G. Jakes hotline for asking for a prayer.
Baby, that off the edible, honey. I thought I was on Mars or something.
I'm not fucking with y'all. I'm a child of the Lord.
Yeah, and guess what? The last time I smoked something, I had to call T.D. Jakes hotline and ask for a prayer. I still got that man number in my phone. I don't do that stuff.
Edible and she cussed us
out. I was so mad.
She said, I knew it was something in this motherfucking drink. What the fuck y'all do to me? I got to pull over. I'm starting to see stars and moons.
It was a drink.
It was brownies.
Oh. And we just gave it to her. And you know, she was like, well, what y'all eating? Give us some. We looked at her like, you want some?
Yeah. You want?
Yeah, give me a piece. That's what you get for asking. Yeah. And she was in the club dancing and happy.
My butt was sweating. I had a butt stain on my shit. I had a fucking blast. Do you hear me? A fucking blast.
But when we got in the car, she was mad as shit.
I was scared. And I was the driver.
You were. Oh,
and y'all know I'm the best drunk driver ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I got us home, but I had to stop and get us some food. I was throwing up on the way home and everything out the window, still driving.
Oh my God.
Hey, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
What you was going to say, Nate? Me?
I was about to say, what is the funnest time with sexual with your friends that y'all hate?
What
do you mean with my friends?
I'm confused.
With your friends, I can give you mine.
Okay, give us it.
Yeah.
So do you remember y'all house?
Our big house?
The big house.
Yep.
Where
we three live.
So We was out with some friends.
We
all came. All came to y'all house.
Okay.
All I know is that I got stuck in the closet. I could not leave the closet, so me and my friend was stuck in the closet the whole time while they got finished doing their stuff.
Wait, how did y'all even get in the closet, right, though?
Like, so everybody was everywhere in the house, so I had a big-ass walk-in closet you walk through the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So they went in my closet because all the other spaces were taken. Yeah, it was almost like a room.
Yeah, Carrie's closet was like this big. Like a room. Literally. Mm-hmm.
But you had to go through the bathroom to get into her to her closet.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but it was her room, the bathroom, then the closet. So we in the closet. Mm-hmm. So mind you, by the time it's time for us to get on the other side, she's still moving. I'm like, can I just get out? She's still moving. I'm like,
I would have gone right through that bitch.
I think we went to sleep, y'all, in the closet until it got done and everything. Y'all, I was so mad. Y'all, I was so mad to the point.
And that's the night that I was left in the car, in my car with a blanket. I woke up with a fucking blanket on. Like, cause we went out that night. Yes. And I woke up shivering cold. Like, where everybody at? Y'all had put a blanket on my ass. I'm like, what?
Hey, the house was...
Hey,
y'all.
That
was you
never
had, like, a good experience with your friends around?
Man, hell no.
Oh, man.
Wait, I got one.
Okay.
So, this was back. Definitely, this had to be, like, my go-go days. It definitely was the go-go days.
It's always the go-go days.
One night, a guy that I was dealing with, I was in a relationship with, he used to throw cabarets. So, he threw a cabaret. The cabaret ended up getting shut down. So, Forestville VFW, CFE. So, we like, oh, this got shut down. We going to the CFE. Saturday night, of course, TCB up in there. So, of course, we was like, oh, we in there. So, we go. And we're in there. Everybody drunk at this one. Because I think at that time, it was bring your own bottle.
It's always bring your own bottle.
So, we were drunk, like, fall down, like, stupid drunk. So we leave there. They're like, oh, where you going? We too drunk to drive back to Virginia. Because I was in Maryland at the time, but my friends were down here. I said, okay, cool. I go to my boyfriend's house. They like, well, we coming with you. Needless to say, we in his room. And my friends, five of them, were in his roommate's room next door with the roommate. And all six of them were in his bed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just did it in front of everybody.
No, they weren't. I don't know what
that roommate was happy as shit.
He was. They said he was touching and feeling on everybody all night. He said they was going to sleep and they woke up. He got a hand here, a hand there. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, it was wild. So they were like, oh, we heard y'all all night. We heard y'all. They said y'all go to sleep for 20 minutes and then wake back up and said, we thought he put your hand through the wall and stuff. I was like, no, we was drunk. Mm-hmm. But they were next door and I still think some shit went down in that next room. But
I know that's right.
They ain't gonna tell you.
Well, listen, y'all wild as shit. This has been episode one. Okay, with not the girls next door. No.
Obviously.
It was giving a whole lot of red flags and toxicity in this bitch tonight. And we thank y'all for tuning in to rmxradio.com. Check us out here every Thursday at 7 p.m.
Yes, thank you. Hey, Trinity girls. My Trinity girls.
We'll see y'all.
Love y'all.
Next week.
Yes, good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.